Coming up for 14 minutes to 1 o'clock, you're listening to the Midday Report with me, Lester Kivett. If you've been around social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter over the last week, you may have come across the hashtag Black Botanist Week. It follows on the heels of other celebratory and empowering weeks like Black Birders Week and Black Hikers Week on social media campaigns. It's supposed to celebrate and encourage and promote a space for people of color and particularly black scientists in their particular fields. And we speak now to Misbah Hoffman, who is a MSc graduate in botany at Stellenbosch University. She joins me now on the line. What's the idea? What's the genesis behind a campaign like Black Botanist Week, Misbah?
Hi, Lester. Thanks for inviting me. I'm super excited. So as you mentioned, the Black Botanist Week was a platform to celebrate black people and people of color, to amplify their voices. And these are just people who love plants. And I really appreciate this initiative because it's about representation and seeing people who look like me, who also have the same love for plants as I do. And it's about knowing that we have a unique perspective to share, and that perspective is needed in the botanical community.
And it's not just celebrating the people who are already in the field, it's also providing that space to inspire young people, especially young girl children in the STEM field, making them aware that these are careers, these are pathways, these are fields that they can go in. What do you think it's been like for particularly young women of color, you know, finding an interest, particularly in science and more precise to your field, particularly in botany?
Yeah, I think it's been huge. It's definitely an important thing for, especially like you said, girls, as well as people of color, so that we can see those faces and be inspired by seeing other people like us doing these things and knowing that it's possible for us to do these things and be part of those spaces.
It's not just about celebrating the people involved and the people in these spaces, but also looking at the indigenous knowledge systems, things that have been aware to indigenous people around the world, and not just concentrate on the Western normative scientific framework. What is exciting about Black Botanist Week in terms of that regard for you?
Oh, it's so exciting because just in my personal experience, for me, in having this career in botany, in our communities, I don't really experience a lot where this career is positively reinforced. And especially like in South Africa, we have such a rich and unique biodiversity in terms of plants. We've got rooibos, which is endemic to South Africa, has a lot of antioxidant properties, but we have this in our houses, we sipping on the tea. And I think a lot of us grow up in households where we know we have family members who prepare medicinal remedies with buchu, aloe, and it's something that's common in our households. And we go outside into the roads and we see our traditional healers selling their medicinal plants. And they have so much knowledge about these plants that they are selling. And so it's really embedded in our history and our culture. It's just that we need to embrace it more and just take it all in and ask questions and appreciate the significant role that plants have in our day-to-day lives.
Ms. Barr Hoffman, she is a botanist, a participant in Black Botanist Week, a campaign on social media, Instagram, Facebook, over the last 5 days. Thanks so much for joining us.